be heard, just doesn't matter. Now this is, I think 1938, one of the last days of sister on earth. She lives very young. Now that's a small conversation. Today, in the course of a long conversation, the Lord said to me, how very much I desire the salvation of souls. My dearest secretary, write what I want to pour out my divine life into human souls and sanctify them, if only they were willing to accept my grace. The greatest sinners would achieve great sanctity if only they would trust in my mercy. The very inner depths of my being are filled to overflowing with mercy, and it is being poured out upon all I have created. My delight is to act in a human soul and to fill it with my mercy and to justify it. My kingdom on earth is my life in a human soul. Write my secretary that I myself am the spiritual guide of souls, and I guide them indirectly through the priests, and lead each one to sanctify by role known to me alone. So Jesus is the one who guides, but through the priest. So at times we might have prejudice, we might not know the priest. But Jesus is using his instruments. So don't look at all the human side. Jesus himself in the sacraments. But you need priests to consecrate. You need priests to absolve. So you have to have this simple trust, his humility. Importance, you trust in the Lord. The Lord is open, his mercy. It's important you have to contrite heart, not the priest, whether he can help, in what way he absorbs you. That's not important. The important, you have contrite heart. That's how you can attract the divine mercy of the Lord. You don't have a contrite heart. Doesn't make sense. So love comes from your contrition. Now another small passage. Then Faustina say, when I met with the Lord, I said to him, you are fooling me, Jesus. You show me the open gates of heaven, and again you leave me on earth. So it's the saints always have the foretaste of heaven, but they have to stay on earth. So Sister Faustina was scratching, you fool me, but you stay, keep me on earth. The Lord said to me, when in heaven you see these present days, you will rejoice, and we want to see as many of them as possible. I'm not surprised, my daughter, that you cannot understand this now, because your heart is overflowing with pain and longing for me. Your vigilance pleases me. Let my words be enough for you. It will not be long now. So Jesus is preparing his coming home. But Jesus says, because you have pain, that's why you want to come up soon. Many times say, oh, better I die. Not go in front. It's our mentality. And Jesus has his day, his own way for us. So still, we have to trust the divine providence. At times, we are grudging also. We are like Sister Faustina. You're fooling me. Or you keep me here in Hong Kong. But Jesus said, I know what you are. who you are. I know what's best for you. Just trust. Okay, now we say the divine, the chapter of divine mercy.